under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. This Turkmen rug looks gorgeous. Great design. Actually, my today's destination is not the colorful, fantastic bazaars of Golestan province. I have made a trip to this province in order to visit a monument called Gumbad-e-Qabus, which is considered to be a masterpiece of Iranian architecture. This great monument is located in the city of Gumbad-e-Qabus. I promise this would be a perfect trip. Stay with me. Gumbad-e-Qabus Tower is a monument in the city of Gumbad-e-Qabus in Golestan province, northern Iran. It marks the grave of Ziyarid ruler Qabus and was built during his lifetime. It is a cylindrical tomb tower that reaches 72 meters and can be seen from some 30 kilometers away. The monument has an interior diameter of 9.67 meters at its base. The inscription bands on the tower, written in rhymed prose, states that Qabus ordered the foundation of the tower built during his lifetime. The tower is entirely constructed of fine quality baked bricks, which has been turned golden by the sun rays. The only decoration in the tower comprises two inscription bands which ring the building above the doorway and below the roof. Each band is divided into 10 panels, one set between each pair of buttresses. Though the tower is meant to be Qabus mausoleum, there is no body buried inside, similar to other tomb towers of northern Iran. Thank you. This tower looks brilliant even from this distance.
This tower is actually the symbol of the city. It has universal reputation and is considered as a masterpiece of Iranian architecture.
Thanks for the information, sir.
Well, here we arrive. Have a nice tour.
Thank you. Well, I am now in a garden which has placed Gumbad Qaboos Tower. This tower is actually situated on a hill. A green, beautiful atmosphere. Very beautiful. You know, here I have an appointment with Mr. Rahmani, Professor of Architecture and History. I think I saw him, yes. There he is. Hello, sir. It's good to see you.
Hello. My pleasure.
What distinguishes this tower from other structures?
The only material used in this tower is baked brick and Saruj traditional water-resistant mortar. This tower has no cement, no metal frame, and no iron. The red baked bricks have been turned golden by the rays of sun.
Oh, great.
This tower is the only monument which survived the Mongol invasion.
Now, let me take a closer look at this tower. Gumbad Qaboos is established on a very firm foundation. It has survived even after strong earthquakes, and there is no sign of damage on the tower. Remarkable. Let me go inside. Well, it's simple, just like the outer part of the tower. No decoration. The factor of firmness is the most important thing that has been taken into consideration. Decoration and beauty have come second in the eyes of the architect. And outside the tower, there is a circular site, which there is something wonderful about it. If you come to this place, say something or sing a song, your voice will be echoed. Let me try it. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh. Everybody's watching. I feel so embarrassed. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.